try to be able to share all of that too.
Yeah, it's something like this morning I was sitting at my typewriter typing. Yesterday also, I'm going along on this thing about, you know, we live in a culture that's very concerned about mind and body. And what's the difference between mind and body? Well, mind and body are nothing but knowledge and action. Mm. You can't have action without a body. And the body can't act if there's no knowledge to cause the action. So what's the difference between mind and brain? Well, brain is only body. The brain is the body isn't really separate from the brain. The brain and the grows in and extends into the nervous system, which goes to every single cell in the body is attached to the brain through a nerve. Did you know that?
No.
That when a cell in the body dies, it is replaced at the end of a nerve by the control of the brain, that the brain is constantly maintaining the actual regeneration of the body, that every single cell is attached to the brain by means of a nerve ending. And inside of that body cell, there's also intelligence that is floating around there in the form of brain. So there's no difference between body and brain. But the difference between mind and body is the difference between knowledge and action. So knowledge is mind and action is body. And the two are inextricably intertwined. What is it? What's the sense of having knowledge if you don't have a body to carry out the action? There isn't such a thing.
There's no water. You want
to? I know.
Oh.
Hey, there's water in the teapot.
Oh, okay.
All right. So anyway, Ram.
No, it's called.
Ramdas Salva. I'll get off of this now and we'll go into it.
Thank you, Rand.
You can be the first one.